On the 1st of December 2000, ACB Radio will be 1 year old. That may not seem very old, but in internet terms, it is quite a ripe old age because things on the internet change so quickly. We get a lot of emails asking about the history of ACB Radio and also asking about how programs like Main Menu are produced. So on the occasion of our first birthday, which is coming up later this week, perhaps it is time to pause for reflection and a little bit of behind-the-scenes information about ACB Radio Mainstream and the other programs. Let's start by tracing the history of ACB Radio, and I guess to do that, we need to go back to a station called MBS FM, which made its debut on the 1st of January 1999. In those days, there was no Live 365, and as someone in New Zealand who didn't have access to broadband at that stage, I was limited to setting up a shoutcast server on a modem. That meant that we had a grand total of one simultaneous listener at any one time. And the station was very much experimental, with the shoutcast technology having been released just the day before. So we were really looking at bandwidth issues, trying to find out exactly what bitrate was best to use for modem users, both for transmitting and receiving, and also looking at the different advantages and disadvantages of this shoutcast streaming MP3 technology. We also should acknowledge that in the MBS FM days we got a lot of support from Mark Sank of Pittsburgh, who during early testing lent us some server facilities on a T1 that he shares with another person. We used that to create a project which was originally called the Here Today Project. The idea behind the Here Today project back in 1999 was that there be a radio station run by the blind for the blind. And because, keeping in mind that this predates Live 365, one of the biggest problems that we were all facing, those of us interested in broadcasting over the internet, was bandwidth. So it was my mission to try and go and get sponsorship or some sort of expression from support from companies who might have the bandwidth to donate to the station to get blind people on the air. On many occasions we were on the verge of clinching a deal, and then for various reasons, sometimes companies got taken over and the new management weren't interested, sometimes things just fell through. We didn't quite get it off the ground, and we did have a number of expressions of interest from blind people who wanted to work on the Here Today project. I'd even purchased the domain heretoday.com, which is now used as a site to help people get into audio on the PC. In around about May or June of 1999, Live 365 came online. This is the service that we still use today and offered free bandwidth and shoutcast server facilities to anyone who used them. It was my judgment then that perhaps the Here Today project had outlived its usefulness in its original form, because with all that bandwidth available to anyone, why would anyone want to share a server? I've since found out that that judgment was wrong, but of course we'll come to that a little bit later. MBS FM was then able to broadcast all the time, and we were able to support first 100 and eventually 365 simultaneous listeners. Most of the time, MBS FM in those days played a range of music, but eventually we started a program in June of 1999 called Blind Line. It was on a Sunday morning my time because it was a bit of a hobby for me. I was working at that stage full time. Blind Line first started off as a kind of an open forum talk show using the regular telephone. People would actually make long distance calls to New Zealand in order to participate in what was then quite a unique and novel idea that blind people from all around the world could tune into an internet station and talk about the issues concerning them. Then one day I plucked up the courage to phone Doug Joffrey of GW Micro and ask him if I could interview him on Blind Line about the history of the company and plans for their screen reader, Window Eyes. Well, next morning the email was absolutely phenomenal from people who had heard the interview, and we got even more email as people heard it on the GW Micro website. So then I decided I'd interview Ted Henter if he was willing, and he was. Again, there was a lot more publicity. And that's how, pretty much by accident, the whole Blind Line ball began rolling. And soon we were getting emails from people asking to be on Blind Line. Blind Line quickly became an institution that gained in terms of listenership on mbsfm.com. They say that all good things must come to an end, and that's certainly how I felt when I decided that I had to, for philosophical and other reasons, leave my present employment in October of 1999. But I suppose that I think ACB Radio was just meant to be, because at the time that I chose to make that decision, Paul Edwards, the president of the American Council of the Blind, was in New Zealand. He had just been attending the Association of Blind Citizens of New Zealand's conference. When I left my employer, he suggested that ACB had for some time been looking at setting up an internet radio station exclusively for the blind community. And in fact, I had been contacted by one of the committee that was looking into this, asking if I would provide some advice to them, and I was more than happy to do that. It was then suggested that Paul would go back and check with the powers that be at ACB as to whether I might run the internet radio station that would eventually be called ACB Radio. And so, eventually, we struck a deal, and ACB Radio was born at the same time as I was standing for Parliament for elected office here in New Zealand. So, the concept of ACB Radio was worked on right through November, and in late November, we started doing some testing. A lot of people missed this test announcement and have heard about it and asked for it. So here is a replay of the very first little looped test announcement that we ran as we were getting the ACB Radio server organized.
You're listening to a test broadcast from ACB Radio. ACB Radio brings blind people from around the world together to create a great internet radio station. Isn't that right, Mary?
That sure is, Mike. When ACB Radio launches on December 1st, we'll have coverage of blindness-related matters from the United States and around the world.
And remember the Blind Line show? Well, Jonathan Mazin has moved to ACB Radio, and will be hosting Blind Line on ACB Radio. Don't miss it.
We'd love to hear how well you're receiving this test. Let us know what player you're using, and how it's sounding. Our address is test@acbradio.org. That's test@acbradio.org.
Thanks for listening to this test of ACB Radio.
Come back on December 1st, when we'll be on the air.
ACB Radio had what I guess you could call a soft launch. It was reasonably quiet. There was no official welcoming broadcast or anything like that on the 1st of December. Now keep in mind, for those of you who are new to the project, that in those days there was just one program, one channel running 24 hours a day. It was served over a modem. And that meant that sometimes when conditions got a bit bad, there was a lot of breakup on ACB Radio at that time. We ran an interesting mix of programming. Before the closure of MBSFM, we took the plunge and became an all-old-time radio station, which was a format that was extremely popular. I made that decision because I felt that with broadband becoming more popular and more prevalent, that people were going to be more content to listen to spoken word at lower bit rates, and the old-time radio thing was pretty big. So we ran a mixture, to begin with, of blindness-related content and old-time radio material. We would play a bit of music, we would run things such as ACB Reports with Laura Oftedal, Blind Line remained, we introduced the Snowman radio broadcast, we had even a cricketing program from Brisbane, Australia. Anything that was blindness-related, we were glad to run it. In those early days, as well as the breakup problems, there was another big problem, which was the scheduling. We used a program called Virtual DJ, which did allow us to divide program elements into different categories. So you can be sure that you'd hear, say, an old-time radio program, and then a promo, and then a blindness-related program, and perhaps in December a bit of Christmas music, etc. But what we couldn't guarantee at that stage was when a program would appear. In other words, in Jim Snowbarger's Snowman Radio broadcast promo, he had to say, because of the way we're running things at ACB Radio, we can't actually tell you when the program's going to be on. And that was the most frequent complaint that we had about ACB Radio in those early days. Where's the schedule? And it was a very legitimate complaint as well. One of the most exciting innovations in the very early days of ACB Radio was when we were able to obtain some jingles from Jim Snowbarger, and they really have become the sound of ACB Radio.
ACB Radio. ACBRadio.org. ACB Radio.
ACB Radio became quite popular pretty rapidly. We were getting around 600 to 700 unique visitors to the website every week by the time that February rolled around. But technology was changing too, offering more possibilities. The Live365 EasyCast service had been introduced and was running quite stably by this time. So in March, knowing that a radio station by the blind for the blind had potential, we made a decision to considerably expand ACB Radio, a move that was pretty brave of ACB, but I think has paid off. We decided to divide ACB Radio into three separate streams, using the EasyCast technology most of the time. The first stream is known as ACB Radio Mainstream, and indeed listeners came up with all of the names for the streams. ACB Radio Mainstream is of course what you're listening to now, and is kind of the flagship talk product of ACB Radio. It is actually using the original ACB Radio server, the one that we've always had. We moved the old-time radio onto its own server, ACB Radio Treasure Trove, which is actually, if you look at consistent listener numbers, our most popular stream right throughout the week. And we introduced the ACB Radio Cafe, a showcase of the best of blind musicians, something that I'm very proud of, and the quality of music on that stream is superb. That all went live on the 10th of April 2000, and the first program we ran in the new format on ACB Radio Mainstream was Main Menu, something that takes a long time to produce every week. 2 hours of content involves a lot of production, a lot of research, a lot of interviews, and yet it is, in the eyes of many people, already considered the definitive source for technology news. Other programs were introduced at that time as well, such as the popular Infotech Show with Brian Hartgen, a program which sadly will end shortly on ACB Radio Mainstream. We also had Marlena Lieberg's Blind Spot program, and other programs have been added as well, such as Whole Note with Jeremy Hartley, again a program that will conclude shortly. We've carried items such as the National Talking Express from Britain, BT Soundings, also from Britain, and a number of other programs. Travel Radio has been there throughout ACB Radio's existence as well. One of the most exciting additions to the programming on ACB Radio was invented in July. At that time, I took another look at the HereToday.com project, the original project, which was to have a radio station where blind people would DJ live on the air. It seemed to me that there were so many talented people doing internet radio who were blind that it would be a great idea to bring them all together in one spectacular, professional-sounding stream. That's how ACB Radio Interactive was born. Very dedicated pioneers worked throughout August to get a product that finally went on the air officially on the 1st of September 2000. So on the 1st of December, when ACB Radio itself celebrates its first anniversary, ACB Radio Interactive will have celebrated 3 months on the air. We've expanded ACB Radio Interactive considerably as more DJs hear about us, become better trained and get enthusiastic about what we're doing, to the point that we're now providing 71 hours of programming, all live, on ACB Radio Interactive each week. It's a phenomenal expression of commitment from everybody involved, and I know that people who listen to ACB Radio Interactive are pleasantly entertained by the professional standards that we seek to maintain. And remember, too, that this technology is in the embryonic stage, and so there are problems, but they continue to box on like the pioneers that they are. ACB Radio Interactive, I'm sure, will continue to grow from strength to strength. So that's a brief history of ACB Radio, and I want to say now that the 1st of December will also mark an important milestone here for me, because ACB Radio is one of the projects on which I work. I'm also involved in other things such as producing tutorials and doing private voiceover work. And so from next week, ACB Radio programming that comes from me will be broadcast in our new studio. People often ask me, what sort of gear do you produce Main Menu and other programs on, and think I must have some sort of elaborate system. I guess I should dispel the myth, since this is the last program that I'll be producing this way. I don't have any mixer whatsoever. All I have is one PC with a microphone headset of pretty good quality, I have to say. It does have two sound cards in it, though, which gives me a lot of flexibility. I just use SoundForge and the Windows Volume Control on those two sound cards, and that allows me to do the programs that I have done for the last year and earlier on other internet outlets. So it is possible to produce a good quality product reasonably cheaply. The program that is the most time-consuming to produce, the one that causes me to lose the most hair, yet the program that is most satisfying, is undoubtedly Main Menu. Main Menu is pre-recorded using SoundForge and the technology that I've just described. 2 hours of recording takes a lot longer to produce. First of all, you have to determine what's going to be on Main Menu. So that involves reading a lot of email on many blindness-related email lists and encouraging software developers and others in the field to send press releases and announcements of interest to us. It was very difficult in the early days because, of course, Main Menu was an unknown quantity. Not many people knew what it was. Gradually, though, we have found it easier to get people approaching us, suggesting that an item might be appropriate for Main Menu, and sometimes we accept them, sometimes we don't. We're also in a fortunate position now where we're getting an increasing number of blind people wanting to do software reviews or different tutorial type products for Main Menu, and we really do encourage that. I often think that the best Main Menus are the ones where I only have perhaps one or maybe two interviews to do every week, and other blind people are doing the rest. It means that there's a variety of voices, a variety of perspectives, and we want to get as many people as possible involved in ACB Radio and Main Menu. The interviews are sometimes recorded using a regular telephone, sometimes they're recorded using MSN Messenger. I often plan the interviews in advance, looking at the websites that we're going to be reviewing or the company products that we're going to be talking about if possible, if demos are available, so that I can formulate questions that I think blind people may want to hear about. So the actual preparation process takes quite a while, the research. Then it's a question of recording the interview. Sometimes, depending on the quality of the connection, the loudness of someone's voice, all of those things, quite a bit of manual manipulation of the sound file has to occur after that. Sometimes, depending on how the interview goes, how it flows, there needs to be quite a lot of editing. SoundForge makes that process reasonably easy. What I often do when either the interviewer, usually me, of course, and I'm usually the one that does this, or the interviewee makes a bit of a slip-up, is make a mark in the file in SoundForge so that I can quickly return to that point later and either edit it out or make small adjustments to the interview. Then, of course, there are the timing issues. Somehow we have to come up with about 1 hour and 55 minutes of product every week. Sometimes we fall a bit short, other times we go over and have to do some serious editing. It is a bit of an art form to try and get just the right amount of programming for Main Menu each week. So I hope that that answers the questions that I've received on many occasions about how Main Menu is produced and what's involved. One of the questions I also get asked is what's involved in producing a program for ACB Radio. Let's talk about all of the different streams because the issues are slightly different for each one. For ACB Radio Interactive, you're essentially broadcasting live, and most people are using either Winamp with the Shoutcast technology or Otstuke. We do have information on the ACB Radio site. If you go to our support center, you'll find the ACB Radio Interactive Frequently Asked Questions page, which talks about the code of conduct that we have in place for broadcasters and also the technical issues involved in getting a station on the air. We have just appointed Dave Williams as program director of ACB Radio Interactive, who's doing a tremendous job, and he is also auditioning people who would like to be on ACB Radio Interactive. So if you'd like more information, Dave would be delighted to hear from you at acbri@acbradio.org. That's for ACB Radio Interactive inquiries, acbri@acbradio.org. For ACB Radio Mainstream, most of the programs are pre-recorded at this stage. So you would need a tool like SoundForge, which seems to be considered the most accessible and easy to work with program that's out there right now. The SoundForge XP version costs just under $50 US and will do everything you need it to do. There's also the Full Sound Forge, of course, which is even better still, but a little out of the price range for many. Gold Wave is another extremely popular editor that gets the job done for many blind people who are successfully using it to produce high-quality material. And also there's Fast Edit, which is also used by some blind people with considerably good success. We require for ACB Radio Mainstream the programs to be in MP3 format, and because we use EasyCast at a bitrate suitable for modem users, we need the file to be encoded using the Fraunhofer encoder, which is extremely high quality, at 16 kbps, 11,025 Hz, mono. We can certainly provide you with a copy of the Windows Media Tools, which has this encoder for free built into it, and you can use that with SoundForge and Goldwave and a number of other products as well. And then you simply upload them to an FTP site that we give you. We're always interested in new content produced by blind people and encourage people to get involved in ACB Radio. The Cafe Stream, simply drop us your MP3 files. If you'd like to know more details about that or about ACB Radio Mainstream, drop me a line at support@acbradio.org. That's support@acbradio.org. Another question that I get asked very regularly is, what's the future going to be for ACB Radio? And who knows? Even this time last year, when we were doing all of the testing and getting things organized, I would never have predicted that I could be talking to you this time next year on a program like Main Menu that hadn't even been conceived then, and that we would be running 4 internet radio stations on the ACB Radio site. I can tell you, though, that on the 1st of December we will be launching an ambitious news service that's going to be all in text. It's not audio, but there'll be a huge number of categories that you'll be able to choose from, where you can get news from some of the world's top internet news sources, including CNN, the BBC, Reuters, the Associated Press, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and many other authoritative internet publications. So watch for that. Hopefully we'll get it all done by December the 1st. One of the big issues that people are dealing with now is wireless internet, liberating the internet, if you like, from the PC. And I think that ACB Radio is ideally positioned to take advantage of that technology, so that soon ACB Radio will be easily heard away from your computer as you move around. Perhaps you can listen to it on the bus or wherever you happen to be, using internet-capable cell phones. Already here in New Zealand, we have a system called GPRS, which allows 115K connections on the new generation 2.5 cell phones that are available on our GSM network, so this is already coming true. In closing, there are lots of people that I would like to thank as we conclude our first year of broadcasting on ACB Radio. The most important, of course, will be you, the listener, because without all of the feedback and the listenership and the tremendous support that I've received and I know many of our broadcasters receive, it just wouldn't be worthwhile. Your positive feedback and your constructive comments about how we can improve are what makes this project worthwhile. So thank you very much for sticking with us through all of the technical glitches that we've had, but I earnestly hope that you've been informed, educated and entertained by the programming that we've been able to bring you over the last year. I feel I should almost say thousands of thank yous to the listeners because, as I said earlier in this program, we had around about 600 to 700 individual visitors coming to ACB Radio each week. The number is now in the thousands who visit us each week in over 60 countries around the world. So the growth has been incredible. I'd like to thank Paul Edwards, Brian Charlson, Chris Gray, Penny Reader, Erlene Hughes, Kim Charlson, Charlie Crawford, and many other people from ACB, including the Board of Publications and the Board of Directors, who had the vision for this radio station, who have provided nothing but positive and constructive support for me over the last year as we've built this amazing internet radio project. ACB has realized that we're breaking new ground, we're testing the boundaries, we're at the cutting edge, and they're a great organization to work with, and I can't thank them enough. And of course, I have left the best till last. I'd like to thank everyone who has ever made a contribution to ACB Radio, the program producers. If I started naming people, I would inevitably forget someone, and that would be unfortunate. But everyone who's listening knows who they are, the many hours that people have put into putting such high-quality products together. What an amazing bunch of people I've had the privilege to work with over the last year, and hopefully will continue to work with for a long time to come. Congratulations we've really been able to prove that this is a dream that works, a dream that many people share. And who knows where we'll be when we talk about ACB Radio's second birthday on December the 1st, 2001. Keep listening, keep believing in the vision, and let's continue to build a better ACB Radio.